This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
The most divisive item on the ballot this season in rural Mount Horeb isn't about candidates, it's about dogs. Residents will soon vote on whether to designate places that breed, sell, or use dogs or cats in research a public nuisance. Phoebe Petrovic reports on how this issue has divided the village.
It's just over 2 weeks before the election, and Jill Sweckle is outside with her basset hound, Reggie.
He's not all that smart in the department of what he puts in his mouth.
There's a sign on Sweckle's front lawn with a picture of a beagle that kind of looks like Reggie.
It says, "I'm not a science experiment."
Next door, there's a sign that says, "Animal research saves lives." Sweckle and her neighbor represent the two sides in Mount Horeb's binding referendum. The target is Ridgeland Farms, a beagle breeding and research facility. If the referendum passes, places like Ridgeland would become a public nuisance, like gambling devices or illegal drinking. The vote is largely symbolic. Ridgeland has a P.O. box in Mount Horeb, but the farm, where the dogs live, is in the next village over. Mount Horeb has been divided ever since a local activist group called Dane for Dogs started collecting signatures. There are signs on the front lawns, billboards on the highways, all in a village of fewer than 7,500 people. For residents like Sweckle, the issue is straightforward.
I just don't believe that we should be breeding animals in the thousands to be sent to experiments that really are antiquated and outdated.
But it's a clear choice for those who will vote against the referendum, too, like Susan Wallach.
I'm a cancer survivor, and about half my family have survived cancer. And I very firmly believe that the science that we needed to get to the point where we could treat cancer successfully came in part from animal testing.
Wallach has another reason for her vote. She's friends with some of the owners, like Jim Burns.
He's a veterinarian and has treated many, many of the animals in Mount Horeb over the years.
So she trusts that Ridgeland's dogs are treated well. And she says they're there for a purpose, to help medical progress. Many of today's drugs and treatments have come in part from animal testing. But mice and rats make up about 95% of all animals used in research. Dogs and cats make up less than 1%. But dogs are still used to study diseases we have in common, like cancer. Ridgeland says this research is essential. That's why they've mailed flyers to the whole village several times and bought ads in the weekly paper. Rick Van Dommelen is the farm's facility manager and vet. He's concerned the activists have a larger agenda.
Their goal is to end research worldwide, essentially, but they're going to start here.
But activists like Samantha Robbins say Van Dommelen is misrepresenting their campaign.
We're not saying, like, animals in general, we shouldn't tests on them. We're saying dogs and cats we see differently as a society now. We see them as family, so we're not okay with treating them this way.
Tempers have flared over the issue and the tactics. Ridgeland supporters believe the local activists are coordinating with outside groups to shut down all research. And those activists think Ridgeland is slinging mud to protect their profits. But what the referendum really comes down to, says Dane for Dogs founder Rebecca Clem, are the 3,000 or so beagles at Ridgeland.
Less than 5 miles away from where we're sitting right now, there are thousands of dogs in stacked cages in windowless sheds with no access to sunlight, no access to grass.
Clem says those conditions are unethical, and that's what makes it a nuisance. But Van Dommelen could not disagree more.
I mean, saving lives, human and animal, is not a public nuisance at all. Absolutely not.
Village residents will soon decide for themselves whom they agree with, Ridgeland Farms or Dane for Dogs. But whatever happens in Mount Horeb, the activists say they'll get to work elsewhere in Dane County. Phoebe Petrovic, Wisconsin Public Radio.